say, then everybody be serving like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch them surfing at them.
Inside, outside, USA.
All right, we're singing in the studio. Good morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Monday morning, and we've got some surfing babes in the house. They requested this coming in. Okay, whatever song you want to hear. Jamie Coffey is here, public affairs specialist from NAS Whiting Field. And you have a special guest in the house with us. Why don't you introduce our guest?
Good morning. Good morning. We had to do some Beach Boys today. She said, fun in the sun.
It was so beautiful this weekend.
Oh, it was so great. And this is when everybody enjoys getting out. It's the warm weather has hit now.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like we're out of spring almost, and we're into that summer vibe.
Memorial Day weekend's coming up.
Oh, it is.
It's all happening.
I hope everyone had some fun on the beach and in the water and in the gardens and
you
in your backyard.
Color. I see you got a little color.
I did. Take advantage of that for sure. So we had to have that fun this morning.
Yes, gotta start off on the right foot.
So I'll give you a few updates, and then we're going to jump in because we have our brand new in-house Naval Air Station Whiting Field Executive Officer.
Woohoo!
Yes, Bombshell is in the house.
Yes.
So we say everybody has a call sign. And hers is a bombshell.
I know why. She's gorgeous. That kind of bombshell.
That's right. So Commander Stephanie Beal is here, and we're gonna jump in a few minutes and just get to know her. So real quick, I just want to talk about a couple of things, like catching up since we see each other once a month, all the things that are NAS Whiting Field and things we've been doing. We have a winging ceremony coming up. We're doing those about every 2 weeks now.
Wow.
Just turning out helicopter pilots. So it's amazing to be able to do that. I want to say there's a new sheriff in town, you know, on the Santa Rosa side, on the Santa Rosa County side, but this is with the city of Milton. And I mentioned her, because she's brand new and she came out to the base to visit and learn a little bit more about Naval Air Station Whiting Field's aviation mission.
Oh, great.
And so her name is Jennifer Frank. So new police chief, Jennifer Frank came out. Not only did she come out for a visit and she had a leadership tour. She learned a lot about the base. And then she came back for our military appreciation picnic, which we had on Friday.
Oh, how nice.
So that's another reason why I have all this sun, because NAS Whiting Field had a wonderful time at our picnic. So that was a combined effort from Santa Rosa County, the Chamber of Commerce, NAS Whiting Field MWR team. Our fun boss Katie Prestesater always does it. Her and her team do an amazing job. We had carnival rides and bouncy houses and food. Cold sodas and everything over ice and burgers, and Tracy was there, and just the whole crew from the local community just came out and just gave us some love, and it's just amazing that they do that.
And you deserve it. You deserve every bit of it.
It's May. It's Military Appreciation Month, and so every year they do it in May just for that reason alone. Something else we got more appreciation earlier in the month as well at the Board of County Commissioner meeting. So we had over 100 student naval aviators out there. They're waiting to start up for training, and they were all able to come out and show up, and a military appreciation proclamation was signed, and again, more Santa Rosa leadership and Santa Rosa community. It's been amazing. So we're just feeling the love in May for military appreciation, and we know NAS Pensacola was involved in Pensacola with Navy Days. I mean, it's just been a really fun month.
Absolutely.
It's been a really fun month.
And you deserve every bit of the recognition and appreciation.
No
question about it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's our honor. It really is our honor. Okay, so let's jump in to learning the XO, getting to know the XO.
Yeah.
I would say you're brand new, but you're not technically brand new. So
right.
we'll kind of get into that. But let's start out with, tell us, XO, where you're from.
Sure. Yeah. So I am a military brat, but I claim San Diego as my home. Mm-hmm. I wasn't born there. I was born in Philly, but I don't think I spent any time there. It was like a few months. And so most of my life in San Diego, I did elementary, middle, and high school there. So I feel like, and I did a few tours in the Navy there as well. So.
Well, see, we should have done California Girl then.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For the song, right?
Beach
California
theme work.
Dreaming, yeah.
So Mother's, we just celebrated Mother's Day. So I bring that up because I have called you Superwoman. I have called you the Supermom because you wear many hats. You wear the executive officer hat. You've worn the fuels officer hat at NAS Whiting
right,
Field.
Yep.
You wear the honor of being a mom. You also wear the honor of being an active duty military service member, but also a spouse to a military member
right.
who's also leading, I want to say, at NAS Pensacola. So let's get into all of that.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm already tired.
I know. I'm telling you, we need
How
more than 30
it?
Minutes
Gosh.
to interview XO Beale for sure. So tell me, how many kiddos do you have? And then tell us a little bit about your family.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So we have 5 kids.
Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, that's right. 5.
I was just clearing my throat.
And they are all 2 years apart. And the oldest is 9. So if you do the math, it's a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, 7-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
Wow.
And
you
are
a superwoman.
We are
wow.
done. Blissfully you've, overwhelmed.
You've called it.
Yes.
You've called it.
We're good.
Wonderful family
yeah.
unit. You're done.
Yeah. And so we have 2 girls and 3 boys.
Okay.
And it's basically like a, you know, frat house in our house all the time. Always someone without pants and someone, you know, wrestling like. The
right.
girls are in the background coloring nicely.
No. There's no
Boys
there's
are wild.
No way your kitchen is ever clean.
No.
There's no way.
No.
No. No. No.
No.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so you guys came here. You both were assigned here to the area. Was I guess he had an assignment.
Right,
Rush
yeah.
Did.
Yep, so we just moved from D.C. where we lived in the Bethesda, Maryland area. Really beautiful. And my husband got orders to be the commanding officer at the Reserve Center in Pensacola on NAS Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
And so my orders followed his. And so for co-location, the only job that was available within the area was at Whiting Field.
Okay.
And I got assigned there. And the first job that I had when we moved back in June of last year, so we've been in the area for about a year, was the fuels officer on base. And so we're going through a little bit of a rebranding, re-owning of the fuel system.
Yep.
And so that was my first job, and that's what brought us to Gulf Breeze, which is where we live, but me specifically at Whiting, and then my husband at Pensacola.
Okay. So we've got 2 naval officers.
Yes,
leaders.
Both helicopter pilots.
Okay, so that
was
where
we met.
Getting ready
yep.
to ask.
Yep.
Now, let's talk a little bit since you brought up helicopter pilot.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me, what is your airframe and how is the aviation world transition for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I winged back in 2008, I chose something called HS, which is no longer a squadron anymore because it's changed to HSC. So helicopter sea combat squadrons.
Okay.
But back when I flew originally, it was the SH-60, Foxtrot, and Hotel. So those variants had a couple of different missions. The Foxtrot was more of the anti-submarine warfare, and the Hotel was more of the special missions operation realm.
Okay.
And so we did a transition during my first tour, which was in San Diego, HS-4 Black Knights, the legendary Black Knights. Legendary. we transitioned from the Fox Hotel to the Sierra. And so most of my time was in the Sierra.
Okay, we're going to stop there. Hold that thought. And
yeah.
we're going to go to a quick break, talking with the commander of NAS Whiting Field, Stephanie Beale, as well as public affairs, Jamie Coffey. And we will be back in just a minute with Pep Talk. If you've got a question for them, text it in, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our friends from NAS Whiting Field. Jamie Coffey is here, public affairs, and we have a special guest, the XO Commander Stephanie Beale is here. She has such an amazing story, so I'm going to let Jamie take over and y'all just tell your story. It's amazing. You're really an incredible woman.
Yeah, getting to know the XO is an amazing part, and it was super important for us to come on and just let the community understand some of our leadership and some of the helicopter pilots that are here. And I know we have T6s out at NAS Whiting Field and that fixed wing. We do, and we love the fixed wing side as well. But how can you not talk helicopters and helicopter pilots?
Hey,
and,
my brother was a helicopter pilot, so I'm all about it.
Yeah. But transitioning kind of from your rotary side and your previous military side on the operational to a leadership side, can you talk a little bit? I know we're still you're new in the seat for the XO, but what is that like so far? What is kind of some of your daily drumbeat for being the XO of a military base?
Yeah, sure. So I actually just finished my training track to be credentialed in being the executive officer of Whiting Field. So I got a lot of input and training from a leadership standpoint, just developing as a leader and also gaining some self-awareness into who I am and what I can bring naturally to the table while I support the mission of the base, the tenant commands, and also the skipper. So my job, as I see it, is to support the skipper of the base or the commanding officer of the base with whatever he needs to make sure that he can execute his day-to-day at more of a strategic level, and then I should be sort of his bad cop, you know,
okay,
executing down at the tactical level. Any tasks that need to be accomplished, I should be able to do all of those and just give him, hey, this is the status of all of these tasks. And then maybe there's a couple I can't do because I need a little bit more help. Maybe there's a barrier that he can help me break through.
Right.
That's the stuff that I want to raise to his awareness is, I've taken these actions, you have these actions that I need some assistance with to get us through the finish line or whatever the goal or milestone is that we need to meet. So on the day-to-day as the XO or the executive officer, mostly I see my role as interacting with all of our department heads, the people who are working with operators at the tactical level and making sure that the base has everything it needs to function and to support the 17 tenant commands with their unit, right, with their mission. So we have six squadrons within those tenant commands. So we've got the three T6 squadrons that need to meet their mission of creating pilots, and then the three helicopter units that need to meet their mission with creating helicopter pilots. And so whatever we can do as a base to support that mission is really what I see my role as. Mm-hmm. But if you get into like the day-to-day stuff, it's really looking at the schedule. What meetings do we have? Who do I need to talk to? What upcoming inspections, or I use the term milestones, and it really is, what milestones do we have in the short term and in the long term that we need to get after so that the base continues to just do an excellent job of right, supporting the mission?
Wow. Meg, she mentioned the department heads, but you know, she has to wrangle all of us, the entire staff, and she does a great job. So she's our direct boss as well.
I'm just shaking my head. Do you ever sleep?
Not a lot.
I don't know how she does it.
So impressed.
Yeah, because we're all humans too, right?
I think so.
You know,
yeah.
We have our own sets of challenges every single day, every single week, and not to mention the daily drumbeat and the aviation, some of that doesn't change. Some mm-hmm. of what we're doing, everybody used to say, well, it's like Groundhog Day at NAS Whiting Field, but it's not as much Groundhog Day as you would think. Because yes, we're training, and yes, we're following this syllabus all the way through, and we have that same mission. But, you know, when you pull in the human factor,
of course,
of all the staff and all the department heads, there's always sets of challenges. There's the unexpected, and we're ready for all of those unexpected, and
right,
challenges come up. We have to prepare for weather and, again, the human factor. So when emergencies come up and somebody needs to shift and we don't have to cover down, we don't have the same amount of personnel that we need, so somebody has to shift. I mean, we do all those things on a daily basis. You know, we're preparing today for very special guests at NAS Whiting Field and training Air Wing 5. So again, we just, okay, we'll do that now. Okay, we'll just flex.
We'll just flex.
Right. You know, there used to be a saying in the military, Gumby, just be super Gumby.
Yeah.
Just be flexible and rack and stack it and, you know, do what you need to do with the most important things and then just go down. But we're constantly, we watch her being hit with things and she just flawlessly hits us. Okay, let's solve this problem. Let's solve that problem. And you just manage, right?
What's the most challenging thing for you, Commander?
At work?
The only thing challenge, had to say.
Yeah, challenge comes, I'm like, okay, logistics of five kids and managing the meltdowns.
Mm-hmm. Time management, I guess, would be the most challenging.
Probably, yeah.
Between
yeah.
family and your job. Amazing.
Yeah. yeah.
And wow. she's always responsive. So if she's not in one place, she can be in another place. And that's the great part of modern technology is that you can make decisions via email and text at a moment's notice and be almost in two places at once. Right. We've seen you do that.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're talking this morning with the Commander XO of NAS Whiting Field, Commander Stephanie Beal. Jamie Coffey is here, Public Affairs. We're going to take a quick break, but if you have a question for the Commander, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're here with our experts from NAS Whiting Field, Jamie Coffey, who is our public affairs specialist, along with XO Commander Stephanie Beal. So we only have a few minutes left, Commander Beal, so tell us more. Yeah. We could do a whole morning with you.
I know. We'll jump in. So it's graduation season.
Yeah.
It starts this week. Actually, the graduation ceremonies start. So as these graduates finish and they start looking at what they're going to do in the future, do you have any advice if they want to join the Navy or become an aviator or fly aircraft? Do you have anything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would, you know, if I could offer advice to a graduating class or student, you know, when you look back on your life, and I've talked to a few just people, right? Your family members, people in the community, and no one ever regrets the thing that they did, but they do regret the thing they didn't do. Mm-hmm. So I would say if you're on the fence, if you haven't even considered it, join. It doesn't matter which branch, but you will always look back on whatever time that you served with reverence and a thankfulness that you got to experience a life adventure
yeah.
that you only get to do when you're young, right?
Yes.
So why not grab the bull by the horns and do it when you're 18, you know, mm-hmm. 18 to 22, or use that. And, you know, whatever job you go into, whatever recruiter that you meet or service that you go into, you're not locked into it.
Yeah.
You can transit or transfer to another service. You can transfer to another job. Use it as a stepping stone for whatever you want to get out of life. But don't let that opportunity pass you by just because you weren't sure.
Right.
I would say just go for it. Do it and get what you want out of it, because there's so much that you will get back from that experience, that opportunity that you never even thought that you could, had you not just done it.
Yeah.
So do the thing, just go and
join.
I specifically knew I wanted to fly when I was 5. So I had a goal, went to the academy, didn't ask any questions, did well. So study hard. The other part of that is follow up, doing the job, doing the thing with make a goal and work towards it. It's, mm-hmm. you know, put the work and the effort in, whatever it is. If you want to be an athlete, if you want to be an academic, if you want to be a scholar, if you want to be a pilot, do the work, do the grades. There's a little bit of a technical piece. You have to pass some exams.
Okay.
And just, you know, I would say just do it. Just do the exams. There's waivers for everything. Maybe you don't pass the first time. Have some grit and resilience. Do it a second time.
Yeah. Don't give up.
Don't
give
up.
That. I absolutely love that. Okay, so when was your first, I know we're going to finish up here soon, but when was your first flight? What was that like?
Oh, we're almost out of time.
Yeah. We're
going
to have to do it next time.
Yeah, next time. Next time.
For sure. Thank you both for being here this morning. We've got Jamie Coffey and Commander Stephanie Beal here. We could do a whole 2-hour show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No question. No question. Thank you so much for being here. Is there a website they can go to find out more?
Yes. You can check out our Facebook page, NAS Whiting Field. We also have, just Google NAS Whiting Field, and you'll see we have an Instagram, Facebook, and our website.
Thank you for your service and for being here.
Thank you.